Blog Talk Radio. when it came to this this actual program. But we'll figure out that later, man. We ain't gonna let that put us aside to what we got to do. We got a special guest online, man. Can you introduce yourself, brother?
Peace. It's your boy, I say that you can see us. Before we get all the things on the internet, I killed over the world, all the human family. Thanks again for having me on, brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. We got a few topics we need to talk about today. You know, we definitely appreciate you being on our platform. Like people know with this platform, we try to ask questions other platforms may have missed. And y'all see the title. So with that being said, man, we're going to start. You know, I want you to, you know, tell the people a little bit more in regards to the bond system and how the bond system works, brother, because I think that a lot of people are confused. And, you know, on this episode, I definitely want to.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Can you listen to me, right?
Yes, sir.
Everything in the United States is based on a third-party obligation. What the United States did when it forced itself on the original inhabitants was one to accept the foreign way of doing business, and two, to ensure that any business that's ever done in the country has to be done through the United States, which itself is, everybody says a corporation. It has elements of a corporation, but for the most part, it's really a occupational government based on hostile takeover, which that uses so-called racism, what some people erroneously call white supremacy, as a means to stack the deck against anybody who, of the original blood to come back and take the shit back over. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So in our system, in a Republican form of government, all money enumerated in gold or silver, period. So money, for that matter, is only gold or silver. Everything else is a derivative or substitute or promise to pay. You understand?
Yes,
not
sir.
The obligation, not the ability to just pay straight out. This is an obligation, right? So what they did after they forced themselves, after what we call the Civil War, these different wars and everything happened, forced themselves, once there wasn't enough indigenous people, enough organized to fight back against it, what they decided to do was take control of all the gold and rob everybody's ability to pay their own debt. And then supplant that with the evidence of the occupational government debt in the form of what we call FRN, or Federal Reserve Notes, which are different than silver or gold certificate notes that look the same up until they stop being issued. And then once the United States did that, they then stepped in and use your gold or silver to own something, because if you pay it with that, you really own it. What they wanted you to do was pay money that was connected to the fictitious system, right?
Right.
Which this money, new money now, is in the form of dollars. But when you read the Constitution of the United States, it doesn't really talk about dollars. It talks about enumeration, the promise to pay. It talks about gold and silver being used to pay down all debt. And we, the citizens of the several states, the true republic, the individual or individuals who descend from the original people who set all of this shit up prior to them coming here, they then took our ability to pay our debts too. So now they have to be in charge as to what happens, or if anything happens. happen, all debts are sent to the United States. So in a way, the United States is just one big bookie that's basically just paying everybody's debt, or for everybody's paying into to get their debts paid that can never really be paid because nobody's using real money to pay anything. So everybody's using an obligation to pay, which means nothing is being paid. So in a world like that, see, we, according to the original document, only supposed to pay our debts in gold and silver. And then when you read the annexation, the congressional record of the annexation of Texas in 1854, it gives land, all of it, belong to the ancient Mauritanians, the Moorish people, and their Indian associates. The Indian associates now are the niggas that had no skin in the game. These are the invaders from Mongolia and these other places that came over here that we kicked their ass and then put them in what they call reservations, meaning that they lost the battle coming over here with Genghis Khan and them in the 13th century. I'll tell you the book, you can read that about it. But once that happened, they created we kicked their ass and they said, well, we can't leave them back across the water to Siberia, back across the very streets of Siberia. So what we're going to do is let them niggas live in as like homeless people in wigwams that we call teepees today. Okay, and then y'all can hunt and shit for y'all food in this area, but y'all can't come around the mound and the cities and the underground city and the palaces and the fortresses and the shit that was already here prior to y'all getting here. That's why the Indians, the people they call them Native Americans, don't own shit. They live like squatters. You understand? They live in little hamlets that we'll call villages or whatever, right? And those villages and hamlets were basically just the place that they could stay or that we gave them to stay for a certain amount of time. And so once the Paleface came, the Paleface knew that these dudes didn't have no connection to the land like that. He knew that they were salty because, you know, they were still under our jurisdiction. So he went to them and said, look, I'm going to call y'all Indians and we'll work together to take the land from everybody else. Understand? And so this is why the white man and the Indians started working together, and this we get the $5 Indian part. Because they started working with the Mongol influenced Indians to basically act as placeholders to keep our land away.
Right. So like even when you got this type of stuff going on, like the biggest thing involved is money, right? And, you know, moving forward, you got some of our great leaders, you know, and one of them, you know, like we call all the time is Martin Luther King. Can you speak on Martin Luther King and his involvement inside the community? Was his involvement inside the community, was it righteous?
Well, I mean, you know,
Martin
Luther King was a if you think about it, well, first, let me put a bow in the other thing, and it relates directly to this. Mm-hmm. So he created, so once these, you know, people work together to displace us, when you read that congressional record, the annexation of Texas, 1845, it basically says that the United States, the Anglo part of the United States, was trying to basically move the rest of the country into a flourish. Mexican-American war in which the Anglo-Saxons would basically try to come and create a perpetual move to keep us disenfranchised. So according to the laws, the free white persons were everybody that was not Caucasian. And these were the people who were allowed to be here as naturalized citizens. If they were Caucasian, of the Caucasian race, meaning white males, white females, that they couldn't be over here, according to the law. You can read this in a dictionary called Black Blood Dictionary, fourth edition. Look up the definition for the word free white person, and you see what I'm saying. So it means anybody that's not a white man. So what they had to do was create it and flip it so in a way it would apply to them. So the way they did that was like this. Those of us who apply the term does not denote a nation or nationality. It denotes a colorable title or a colorable system, right? So once that happens, according to that annexation text document, we were supposed to be paid in gold royale, okay? The royale is equivalent to the gold and the silver dinar. This is Moorish money that we Moors was always supposed to be paid in, not no U.S. dollars. U.S. dollars didn't really exist like that. What existed was the promissory note that they created to pay. So once they got rid of all of this stuff and figured out how to freak it, what they wanted to do was manifest a position in which they would be able to attach ourselves or themselves to us perpetually. So this is where the bonding birth certificate system came in. Because now what they want to do is tabulate all of the chattel property that they have jurisdiction over, i.e. all of the Asiatics, all of the indigenous people, all of the original people that were already here that is now being redesignated and recalled Negro, Black, Colored, Indian, Mexican, whatever, just so that way they can disassociate the true inheritance from the land. So if the inheritance left you a will, and in the will it's been held, you can keep all of this back so long as you maintain your original nationality. That then means that so long as you don't have your original nationality, the people that took it, that is benefiting off of it, can continue to do so. And so that's what they needed to do. They had to create different ways of school to get us to not to forget that we were the original ones running shit here, and that there was a government here prior to 1776, prior to 1791, prior to 1871, that had a so-called black melanated face. And the second class or the third class citizens in that was the white slave, the WIGHT slave people from Slovenia, right? And so what they did was create a surety system. Remember they talked to you about that three-fifths of a man clause shit?
Right.
That's the surety system in which they said that they were going to equate, count every so-called slave owner. But remember, a slave at this time that this is written is still a white man from Slovenia. So we're still not talking about our own people yet. Our own people could never be slaves because they are genetically not Slovenian. So to apply a Slovak a perpetual misnomer, meaning that it is like me calling a cat a dog and then everybody agreeing that this cat is a dog. You understand?
Right.
You can't do that. So what happened was they had to create laws and schools and shit to force this information on everybody. And that's when everything started going to hell. And so they created the surety system by which now they went and flipped the plantation. So remember Django? Steven was the nigga cutting the check in Django. He was the one that really owned the plantation and all of that. He was standing behind Carl Kennedy, the white man, who was really an old slave, right? Who was descended from the slave part of the family that switched so that way the black side, the Steven side, could still run shit but not be looked at as traitors, you see, to the black people that he's still ruling over, but instead he using the white man as the face for it. Feel what I'm saying?
Right.
And so this created a surety bond between the grantor and the grantee. The grantor's trust would be Stephen. He really runs shit. He really owned it all because his ancestors was basically descended from those blacks that came here with the Spanish and the Portuguese in the 13th, 14th century to take our land from us. Then we kicked their ass so bad over here that they wound up on plantations. But some of them was able to come and flip it, and then in that, they worked with a white soldiers or whatever to help institute this new thing. So the white men, so they have a concept called major, minor, and major. It's an old school slave concept. And in the major minor is the black man, right? He's the major because he's the one with all of the power and the circumstance and the majesty and the benevolence, but he's a minor in his mind because he didn't reduce. See what I'm saying? The believe he's something that he isn't. Therefore, he is controllable. Then the minor major is the white man, W-I-G-H-T man, who's really a minor player in this shit, but is holding major weight due to the ignorance, you see what I'm saying, of the original people and how their connection to the land. And so they created the surety system, the bond system, to now always be in a system to have to be able to make money off of you.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, look, this is who you are. As a, but now that you're born physically, we're going to unmake you and make you be born statistically by taking you and then creating a separate version of you and putting that on a piece of paper. And now we're going to use the piece of paper as that being you. This is why back in the day, they started coming up with the paper shit. Remember, the slaves had to show their papers to see if they was free or not?
Mm-hmm.
This is the bond. That was a bond that they were showing, that they were actually bonded and bondholders over their grantorship, which is the original trust that they were supposed to originally be an inheritors of as descendants of the original several states and the original so-called republic connected to the original dominion, which was the old Moorish Empire, or North, Central, and South America, that was founded all the way back in ancient antiquity. Okay, and so the bond situation became the basis for them to be able to make money. And then from the bond, when you ran out on that, now they could create a system, a perpetual system of murder, so that way they can go and get those for not fulfilling the bond. That's where the bounty hunters came in. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And now the bounty hunters was able to go into the Wild West and shoot and kill more, right, for bounties and shit. Because they was in the north, the white boys were in the north after they took over our office builders and government builders and shit, and then set up a little fake government, and then started instituting, paying bounty hunters, going through the names of these roles, finding them these moors who owned land and shit like that, and paying for them to go get killed, saying that they didn't show up to court for this, this, or that. So a bounty had to be put in, bring them dead or alive, but we'd rather them dead. But once you kill them and you bring the body in, now we could use that bond to take over their land. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Because we have changed everything from a lineal title, which is perpetual ownership of the land to your indigenous inheritance, to title, colorable title, where everything is just based upon the promise to pay. You see? So he took you out of the republic and then started to try you as a criminal in the democracy. And so the bond system, that is when the Wild Wild West started, you see? Because now they're trying to go into the place where we own the most land and shit and kill us and get us involved in all this gunfighting and shit and blow up and rob all of the banks. That's what the Wild West was about. All of these white devil criminals running up into the western territories in which we owned, right? And started robbing and shooting and killing people, taking over the land, setting up race riots, doing all of this bullshit, and then using the black descended Africans, right, who were in back in the day slaves of the Portuguese, Alfonso, who came over here that we had then put in the plantation. And then when the white boys came to the west and started to see these ones, well, they said, look, they already down with our system, so we want to free them and put them over the ones that's fighting back. The ones that was fighting back was the ones, us, the Moors that was already here. That's now fighting against being called Indian, fighting against being called Negro, fighting against being called Christian, fighting against being called Black, fighting against being called a surety, 14th Amendment citizen. They're coming and dismantling our natural born government. The cracker wants you to believe when they came here, no, nothing was here. Everything that you see here now was here then. They just added on and got those of us that was more connected to them to help them displace the rest of us. And that's what happened. That's where the Buffalo Soldiers came from. These are fucking sellouts. These are Indian Moors. These are Moors who are willing to accept the term Indian and then go on behalf of the United States. They don't go take land from the rest of their people that wasn't down with the shit. Just like the Tuskegee Airmen. Fucking traitors.
Do you struggle with belly fat and nothing works to get it or keep it off? Then I've got news for you. Because no
traitors again. How are they for black people when it's a big experiment when they're putting syphilis to black people? Mind controlling them. And monitoring them for generations. That was the plan. To generation to see how the dirty shit they put in them would manifest in them. This is why these niggas were so prone to go and fight for a devil that hated them. Just like the man Michael King. This nigga's name was Michael. That's not even his real name. Martin wasn't even his real name. His name was Michael King. He changed his name to Martin when he was going into the ritual because he now had to adopt. Like when you become Pope,
mm-hmm.
when you become Pope, you got to adopt a new name. Saying you got to take the name of an old Pope. So when Michael decided he was going to, you know, take the role, he became Martin because now he wants to follow the old mold, Martin Luther, the reformist. Because Martin Luther, the old European, created Lutheranism, that was a black man. All of these niggas that we think was white was black, but they happened to be European. And those European blacks had a tendency to use a slave to do their work for them. And their goal was to bring their way of doing business over here and getting us to adopt that. And that's what they did. To the point now, we all born with English names. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But Michael started out as a insecure boy. He witnessed his brother jump out, something was happening, or he had some sort of illness, and shit got real hectic in his house, and something happened, and his brother literally jumped out the window, killed himself. At least that's the story. And they said it psychologically damaged him. And so he had a preponderance. They said he had a preponderance. This is Martin King. He had a preponderance to go out there and do things to get people to be into him. This is a psychological evaluation. Now, I don't know the man. It's just from mad books I read about this nigga and shit that I researched and stuff. So long story short, he was very smart, but he wasn't, like, brilliant, you know what I'm saying? But he had a very good oratory voice. And so very early on, the people that he was involved with, his father and them type of people, they knew that this dude was somewhat special and that they could do stuff with him or for him. And so they got him into seminary school. Once they got him in seminary, that's when he really started, you know, that's when he met his first couple of white people. They started really going in on him. And then he developed this whole thing for white women. So the story is, only thing a black woman could do is for Martin King and tell him where the white woman was at.
Right.
That's how much he liked them. They said that the day of the Nobel Peace Prize, the night before, he was in Stockholm or whatever. Then he got the police called on him, and they was going to arrest him because he was calling some white women in the room. And then when she didn't want to do it no more, whatever, she ran out the room. He ran after her, butt naked in the hall. You know what I'm saying? This, they say this is the night before the Nobel Peace Prize thing. So he already had these issues. Plus, he was a Christian. And I told you, all the black Christians are descended from those old school traitors that adopted or were forced into the Christianity and then became soldiers in the Union Army, which was the army for white supremacy. Okay? So all black Christians are white supremacists. All of them. Okay? Because black folks, the Christianity that black folks supposed to be dealing with, if they was really dealing with it, they would be mobbed. But they not. You know what I'm saying? They're following the Roman Christian thing. So they wonder why they get Roman punishment.
Let me ask you a question though, like going back to like MLK, right? Like you talked about the white women and like today what we'll see is that these same white women who he was behind the scenes messing with is the same white women who has been on like these campaigns for the past 20 years against the black men on how, you know, we don't like to protect our women and we leave them in result of what we going off of what Malcolm say, if you have me, meaning that we trying to keep it peace. When they tell us that our families ain't going to be able to eat, if a man is in the household and the man knows that he's only making pennies on the dollar, what is he to do? Stay in the household and watch his kids not eat? Like, these are some of the things that now that
What was supposed to happen was the community was supposed to get together as it did before integration. Before integration, to band together and do what they were doing. See, still flourishing communities. Remember Black Wall Street and Rosewood and all that? We had flourishing communities that was ancient. Like that whole walk Trail of Tears, the people in the Trail of Tears was the original Moor. And where did the Trail of Tears end? Oklahoma, right there in Tulsa. You see? So the people that walked the Trail of Tears was the same original Moors that was always there. They just had to move back home after the situation happened. And we thrived so much in that that the crackers had to do away with all of that. See what I'm saying? So anytime there was a thriving community, anytime something was popping, we had to protect ourselves because these crackers would come in and destroy it all because they had nothing. Because remember, these are straight white idiots who are creating eugenics and fake sciences who seem smart to justify the fact that they actually don't come from nowhere and they had world history. The world history that they were a part of is wherever we was going and stripped them on one another. So they're not even really from Europe. You understand what I'm saying? They're really from nowhere. They're only here because we're keeping them here. And so, Michael said, once they saw that he was terrible, they needed to get rid of what you're saying named Vernon Johns. Vernon Johns was the real Martin Luther King. He was the precursor to him. He was like the John the Baptist to Michael. But he wasn't playing. He wasn't on that nonviolence. He would show up to the spot with guns. He would show up to the church with guns. He would send the children to school with guns. He was not playing. You know what I'm saying? So they knew that they wasn't going to be able to take over the South with niggas like him there. So they needed a scarf shoot. But before they brought him to that, they had to tool him up.
They already knew that he was valuable. They already knew he was that. They already knew he had a thing with white people.
So they sent him to the seminary school. I forget the name of it, but they also had a summer program connected to it, and at that summer program, that was really a front for the Communist Party. And in there, he met a Jew named Stevenson or Levinson, one of these Jew names, I forget his name. And Levinson or Jewison, one, but they formed a joint, and that's when King became a communist. Okay, and then they got pictures of him. You can type it up: Martin Luther King at communist meeting. Shit will come right up. This is public knowledge. So as a communist, you know what I'm saying? He is against any form of original republicanism, which is the original aspect. Now, I'm not talking about Democrat Republic. I'm talking about the original Republic, our shit. Democrat Republican thing, that was created in the fiction in the United States. So anything created in the United States is an agreed upon fiction. Anything outside or prior to the United States is the real shit. Okay? So he became a part of that Communist Party, and in that Communist Party, he began to use the communist values to instill and put black people on that shit. When we worked together, but it wasn't like we gave up all our money, and each as individuals, we didn't have enough. That's not how we worked. We followed the old aspect of the empire. We all chipped in together and then received the reward, but we were all still able to maintain our own property. You understand?
Right.
Integrationism was what they used to get black people to start to accept communism, because that was a way for them to now go from depending on themselves to depending on the state. You see?
Right.
And who was pushing that? Thurgood Marshall. Kool-Aid. You know what I'm saying? Who was pushing that? What's his name? Thurgood Marshall. Martin King. Who's the other one? Edward Minton, the nigga who started the Sigma Phi Rho and the AKAs and all these things. These Boulay niggas. The Talented Tenth. The NAACP, which was founded by W.B. Du Bois, Ida B. Wells, Stephen Rosenblatt, Mr. Rosenberg, and everybody else is Jewish. Okay? This is why Ida B. Wells knew who was going to get lynched so quick. Posse in New York, and as soon as somebody gets lynched in the South, she knew exactly what happened, and it wasn't no damn phone, and it wasn't no damn internet.
Right.
Because the people that they was lynching was landowners, was doctors, was emperors, was kings, was princes here in America. But you just, they just tell you, oh, these are slaves they just picked up. These are some niggas they just picked up and hung and burned and shit. So we just think that's it. No, these were the presidents of the United States, the original republic, in these pictures. These are landowners. That's why as soon as somebody got lynched, their land was taken. They wasn't just killing niggas just because they hate them because they black. Yeah, that's part of it. But this is about a land grab. This is about turning the blacks that was left into surety bonds. And then we can create a sharecropping system. So that way we can't own the land, but we can use their body. And because their body is on the land, we can own the land for them. And this has been a system that black people been supporting ever since. And wonder why they don't have nothing. Wonder why everybody else in the world come here and disrespect them. Because they made us exiles in our own land, just like this nigga Martin Luther King said. It wasn't until the end he started to see the error of his way. Go back and look at that speech that he gave, the I Have a Dream speech on the Washington lawn. What you're going to see is a bunch of niggas around him wearing low white fezzes. Nobody ever asked who them niggas was. The auxiliary of Prince Hall niggas that was trying to defect from his shit into the Nation of Islam, into the Muslim demonstration. That's when you see because he wound up finally speaking to Elijah Muhammad. And Elijah Muhammad, peace be upon him, put him on. Because he wasn't going to listen to Malcolm. Because that's his contemporary. But once he went and saw Elijah Muhammad, and Elijah Muhammad started talking to him about Noble Drew Ali and everything else, that's when everything switched. That's when it became about, that's when it went about being about black rights and started being about what? Human rights, right?
Right.
It stopped being about, let's start marching, and it started being about, let's start boycotting by keeping our money. Remember?
Yeah.
Then what happened? As soon as that shit started, what happened? He got outed. They pop him.
Yeah.
Hoover, who was another black man, another dirty Moor, because he was a Moor, he was King's handler. And when King started to break away, he wrote a letter to him, blackmailing him, getting him to try to get, he wrote him a blackmail letter that was basically a trigger letter to trigger him to kill himself.
Mm.
It's on file. You can check it right now. Matter of fact, the United States, look it up.
Are you speaking on Larry Hoover?
I'm speaking on J. Edgar Hoover. J. Edgar Hoover, the nigga they said is white, that was really
right.
A black man who was a self-hating homosexual as well as transvestite, but he was also practicing moral science in secret. And he, because he was great friends with A. Philip Randolph, another black boule nigga, they worked together. A. Philip Randolph, J. Edgar Hoover, W.E.B. Du Bois, Ida B. Wells, Madam C.J. Walker, all of these Boule niggas was working with the man to disassociate everybody from the land, okay? And so Hoover, when he saw that he couldn't get King to kill himself, he went the other route. He then came out and then said, well, we need to put something down to get rid of all potential. We don't want any more noble to our leaves rising up. So we are going to stop the rise of the black messiah. Okay? Now, a messiah, the Christians believe that's Jesus. But when you read the real Bible, the Geneva Bible, or the Kevinagama, or the Apocrypha, right, you will read about where it talks about the people raising up and waking up. To a better understanding of itself and the people, body being the Messiah. They created a perpetual way to keep everybody under. So the Messiah is really talking about the group of people going in the last days who would do what they needed to do. To raise up the people for the people, but they don't know how to.
All right, guys, I hope you guys are enjoying the clip. I do apologize about the, delay in the clips. The delay in the clip, got y'all, it's some good stuff, you know what I'm saying? Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. Let's go ahead and bring in Auntie LJ, you guys. Let's go ahead and bring in... y'all, PCCs, y'all, thank you guys for tuning in to another broadcast of Hanson Awareness Radio, guys. As you guys always know, I'm your host, Peru, and we got Auntie LJ with us, too. Happy, you know, I don't know how many of us feel about Juneteenth and, you know, the holidays and everything that is going on, you know what I mean? But today's broadcast, guys, I felt that we needed to insert, you know, a clip on history, you know what I'm saying? Not the history that we be taught, not this fabricated history, you know, not this European black history, you know what I mean? But shout out to the Duke of Tears, you know what I'm saying, because he has been, I found out, you know, shout out to Mark, you know what I'm saying, who is a Moor, I mean, we're all Moors, but shout out to Mark, shout out to who turned me on to the Duke, also Eternal El Bay, you guys have no strength. You know what I'm saying? The audio, Auntie. But, yeah, PCC, Auntie. As I get the audio going, Auntie, I'm a revamp it. But peace on to you. How are you this rising? On this royal day.
Ooh, I'm pushing through these hoochies, ouchies. You know, when it rains, Auntie, feel it. I'm water, and water ain't always my friend due to the things that I've had to push past in this physical body. So I'll be, pushing.
Push it.
But understanding the past.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Well, I'm kind of glad that happened with the clip freezing like that, because that gave us time to kind of come in, introduce what's going on, you know what I'm saying? So, guys, It's about another hour left of this clip, you guys. So we're gonna come in and we're gonna talk about, you know, everything that's being talked about with the clips. But I feel that, you know, as a nation, as a people, it's time to we get introduced to some real history, y'all. To some real history about what really happened, dated prior to Jesus Christ. You know what I'm saying? And what is he telling you? He's telling you some history that many of us may not know, you know, about, you know, he says Michael King, you know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of shit that went on. And as me and Auntie is talking in the background right now, where did we really drop the ball? Like, for real, y'all. Like, I'm talking the accountability of how we threw one another under the bus, how, you know, people turned one another against each other, and how, you know, they were not just slaves. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of stuff.
Right. And how we've allowed color to become an issue, because we speak freely that we know that the indigenous man, or a.k.a. black man and woman, are the original creators and motivators of the humanity population here on the planet, and yet we'll look at a white person and want to judge them because they're lighter, and yet stand on the fact that we mad at them that they judged us because we were darker. Isn't it the same judgment flip? We mad at the Oreo, and they mad at the Oreo, and we all got some cream in the middle that everybody want to eat. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So we really got to stop being mad at the messages that are being chosen by the universe to come through certain messengers. Remove the title of what you think somebody and just receive the message. Bumblebees is giving you messages. We call them spirit totems. You know what I'm saying? Trees is giving you messages. Grass is giving you messages. Water is giving you messages. So how in that motherfucker that put their pants on like you do every day can't give you a message? It's been many videos that we're sharing from people who we deem to be crazy that's in the homeless population and military people that have survived some shit, and they come back and they speaking to us on the streets and in the train stations and at the bus stations and at the corner stores, and we shun them because of who we think they look like instead of getting the message.
We shitting on people
who we deem ain't in the right economic bracket to be able to tell us shit about money. We shunning people who ain't married about being in relationships. We shunning people who don't have children about having natural parental, you know what I'm saying, guidance. Shout out to the fathers on today. Shout out to the dads that fill seats that fathers walked away from. Shout out to the community, because y'all the real VIP. Y'all the real motherfuckers that's got the heart to step up to the plate to help the children who wouldn't have otherwise had the assistance, who mothers would have not had those jobs because there was nobody else to fill in and support while she was at home away from the kids for 8 hours, and now they only let you keep kids for 4 hours because you stepping up to the plate. Y'all the real MVPs. Don't think because y'all don't have natural children that y'all don't have spiritual children. Y'all on assignment.
Come on.
Y'all motherfuckers that sit at the table with kids that ain't your kids and willing to tolerate the bullshit from somebody else's nutsack and somebody else's ass and say, I love you and I'm going to show you I love you. Y'all the real MVPs.
And do.
Y'all the real MVPs.
And do it.
And shout out to y'all, because y'all do it because y'all want to, not because you got to. Because the niggas and the women that were supposed to be doing it because they chose to bring this vessel into this world, then walked away. And they left for whatever reason.
And my,
some of them died
and
auntie, and you couldn't control that. Come on,
and auntie, my father was one of them. Shout out to my father, you know what I'm saying, who is one of them. You know, he took me in. My father told me that he was the first person to hold me, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't find out until I was 12 years old that that wasn't my biological father. Of course, I've never looked at him any different, but I was just in shock, like, wow, 12 years went by? And, you know, no one in my family ever said anything. Like,
when
I was the only one who didn't know.
When they talk about strange fruit, you have to be willing to look at the fruit that falls from the tree. And so if you got an apple tree or an orange tree in your backyard, but you end up with a pear and you nurture that pear just like you do them oranges and them apple trees, then you a bad motherfucker. Because you know that pear ain't part of your garden. But for you to allow that seed to grow and become part of your garden, you are uniquely and divinely created on a whole nother diaspora. Spiritual parents are the MVP to this whole collective setup. White, black, green, blue. If it come in a color, it's got somebody somewhere that's managing and supporting and covering and loving that ain't genetically connected. However, spiritually,
shout out to y'all.
Outnumber your family members, your relatives, 10 to 1. Be grateful for your spiritual family. I'm grateful for my soul, Daddy.
Me too.
I am.
I'm
grateful for my many soul daddies, because I didn't just have one, and my grandfather stepped up for me, and then my mother's mates became extensions to that. My father's alive and well, but he's 3,000 miles away. You know what I'm saying?
I know the story.
So it's in the now. For those of y'all that sit at the table with children that are not genetically yours, but that are spiritually yours, men and women, I applaud you. You are definitely the MVP. Take your seat on your throne and enjoy
And men, we love. Y'all remember, T.L. Dre, anybody that was on at the earlier part of year, y'all remember, we spoke life over these men. Like, these men are going to get the healing that they need. They're going to start to heal. And I'd be damn if we ain't healing. You know what I mean? It's happening, you guys. So shout out to the men who are healing, who are facing. It is very uncomfortable. Hear me.
But let me tell you, I'm about to paint a picture for y'all real quick, and y'all going to like it, because, you know, we as humanity, we triggered in our lower chakras before anything. Men are triggered by what they see. Women are triggered by what we hear. And we paint a picture with all of that shit. Even if it ain't always pretty, we can find beauty in it. So I want to paint this picture. When things are uncomfortable and you first getting into a relationship and it's something that you really want, you push past that that discomfort so that you are in a position to now grow and know and develop a level of being comfortable. But I want to wipe away the sex part of that and put you at the table over your family members and your friends and the people that you say you love. It's the same discomfort. And when you grow in those relationships of allowing you to understand what I don't yell at Shay like I would get on Jason, and I don't get on Jason the way that I'm gonna get on Tom, and I ain't gonna get on Susie the way that I'm gonna yell at Chris. All of that is you strategically putting each person in perspective of the multi dimensions of you. These babies that y'all helping and taking care of and loving on, these are reflections of you, just like the women you deal with, just like the men you deal with, just like the family member you born into and the family that you create for your own individual life. They're all different and yet one and the same, because it's you, the common denominator, that has the heart and the mind to want to be somewhere where you're going to expand whatever it is that you sit down at a table with. And for that, you are glorified, and that is your power, and you do it subconsciously and consciously, and for that, society is grateful. And the people who are intricately in that with you, if they don't honor you today, I, right now in the now, I've given you your accolades, and you continue to be the best you that you can be, because you are doing something that is needed. And it ain't
there it
for
is.
You. It's for somebody.
All right.
So I'm grateful for y'all. Ashe.
Thank you. Ashe. All right, guys. We're going to get back to the clip, and we'll be back after the clip, guys.
Ashe.
Big up and give power and props to most likely works with them, whether it be Frederick Douglass, whether it be Harriet Tubman, whether it be whoever. They're not going to give us nobody that was really down for us and was going to create a way for us to be here without them. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to do it, because they can't exist without us. See, we don't need them to live. They need us to live the way a parasite needs. The way that little shark swims, like the other shark swims on the back of the other shark, and then whatever little scraps that he rip off or whatever, eat. And that's how he eats. That's them. They are potential parasitic race. They only subsist in ignorance on the extinguishing and the submission of other people, other races, because they are perpetually xenophobic, because they spent their initial habitation and incubation in harsh conditions that basically turn them into perpetual xenophobic savages. But they try to hide it through a form of civilized barbarity. Okay? So you can't rape somebody. But if you see this, this man should not rape your child. But if this man rapes your child and you find him and you kill this man for raping your child, then you could go to jail.
Just so you know, if you're not enjoying it,
that's some bullshit. That's not justice. That says, this is why whenever you see story about racists and killers and serial killers, they always bigger them up. How many fucking documentaries we going to see on Ted Bundy? How many documentaries we going to see on the Nazis? How many documentaries you going to see about Charles Manson or any one of these damn serial killers? Why are you niggas so caught up and so gay? How many books you done read about Jack the Ripper? How many, why is it everything that these niggas deal with is so perpetually based on murder that there's nothing divine or divinity about it? You know what I'm saying? So they created a perpetual wave of disunity amongst us by breeding into our people. See what I'm saying? And then created a perpetual waste now where they now can always benefit off of us. Because anything we do, we're going to go and check with them first. Do you know any other race that do that? Do the Chinese people? Does China ask America when it wants to go and fucking organ harvest over 250,000 of its own citizens because they Muslim, cut out their organs, cut out their organs and shit, and then sell them to people in the United States? No, they just do it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The only people in the world that ask permission to do shit is African or melanated people. Everybody else do that.
Absolutely.
And the reason why is because there's no such thing as an African person. When the people in Africa are in Africa, they don't call themselves African. They call themselves Somali or Sudanese or Congolese or Nigerian or whatever. And most of those African nations who Latin-speaking tribes in Africa today. So if that's the case, That's like you being a so-called black man, right? And then I say that you're Spanish now, right?
Right.
You're going to be black until you're not Spanish. But once I get you to acknowledge something and you accept it, then that becomes the law. That becomes the reality. Okay?
Right.
And so if you have a name for your people and you decide to not call your people that, you want to call them what I choose to call them, that means I run you and your people. It's simple. Dogs don't name themselves, do they? Cats don't name themselves, do they? Cars don't name themselves, do they? Men do that.
Right.
See? So it's really about what you choose to be called. Well, that will put themselves in the position to learn or to establish an idea outside of what somebody else told them they should be.
So let me ask you a question. Like the chat right now, you know what I'm saying, they pretty much going crazy in regards to, you know, the white reference and, you know, these different subjects and these different words that's used. Can you, like, break down the difference between white, the word white, and black for me? If you can start with white.
Yes. The term black, right?
Right.
Everybody gets to see I'm black. Well, I'm black. I mean, this black and this. The term black is German. The word black comes from black, or black, or black, or black. Okay? That's a German word. So if you're a black person, you're saying, and you decided, okay, I'm black. I'm saying I'm black. That means that you, again, are using another nation to define yourself. You understand? Because you're using a German word. So when the Germans was dealing with people with no nationality, meaning those folks who have been denationalized, who have been taken over, or was just straight on some like piratism stuff or whatever, they would label them as bleak, because they had no nationality, no flag. See what I'm saying? Nobody to that represented them. They was just out for dollar, for self, for nothing. See? And those people were seen as brigands. A brigand was somebody with no nation that would just come and rob you. Who that sound like?
Right.
It sounds like these people. Be an African, like I said, that is a word developed by the Carthaginians, a people with a nationality. You and I are ancient Carthaginians, or can be considered ancient Carthaginians, because we are descended from the ancient Moors, from the Moors. And the Moors were descended, again, from the ancient Carthaginians, the ancient Canaanites, the ancient Moabites, the ancient Egyptians, the ancient Phoenicians. You understand what I'm saying? It keeps going back. We don't deal with no modern bullshit. All the modern shit is why everything's messed up. Because everybody got. Because everybody got. Or walk few of themselves because they want themselves to be somebody else. We are all looking at our lives through the eyes of a goddamn caveman. And we're wondering why shit looks blurry. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because we're constantly using words that either created to identify ourselves and wonder why we're in a perpetual quagmire. This thing is because this nigga uses words as spells. That's why they call them spelling beings. You understand? You cast a spell on somebody, that's a form of sorcery, right? The root word of sorcery is what? Source, right? And so when you outsource or resource or insource something, you are taking the resource for yourself. And we are the greatest resource that this universe has ever seen. And he is. So everything you see this nigga doing to the planet, he done done to us. So because everybody else in the world let this nigga do what he did to us, so we let it happen to ourselves, now it's happening to everybody else in the world. See what I'm saying? Because the Chinese and the blacks and the Africans and the rest of these niggas sat by and basically all benefited off of the destruction of our empire, off of the dissolution and the diaspora of our people, right, and the forced absorption of our people into these foreign nationalities that had nothing to do with us. They benefited off of everything. We built up
happened to us because it was fucking still salty. That we kicked their ass back in the day. Now it's happening to them. It's good for them. You understand? The Jews are still bombing Palestinians. You understand?
Right.
Are they doing anything to stop that? No. But the Palestinians they bombing is Asiatic. They look just like us. That's what we don't get. The people going through the genocide in West Papua New Guinea, Asiatics, look just like us. The Moro people going through the shit in the Philippines, Asiatics, going catching hell, just like us. The Khoisan, the original people of Lasagna, or what we want to call South America, South Africa, they labeled as colored by black people, by the Zulus. You know what I'm saying? Black people label these niggas as colored in a black society. Think about that shit. But then they worried about the white farmers, kicking the white farmers out. That's all smokescreen shit. The real threat to them is the Sun people, the Khoisan, them people, because them people been here forever, before the Zulu, before the British, before everybody. And these are light-skinned black people that was perpetually light-skinned without the admixture of no white people. So that shatters that myth. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Of being white man to be light-skinned, no. That's more bullshit. Because those light-skinned people that's made with white folk is different than the light-skinned people that's made just with black folk. Facts. It's not racism, it's facts. Black women, when you have babies with a white man, what is this thing called? It's like a pill or something that you got to take in order for you not to abort the white man fetus. This is real shit. Look it up. But they don't even tell black women about it. They just say, oh, well, you just got to come in for an OBGYN or some whatever. And you know black women, they don't know. They just go, whatever. But no, if you want to have this, your womb is the womb of creation. So anything that is there to negate creation has to be vetted by it. And if it don't hold up to the original snuff, it gets rid of it. Because that's how the body works. If you eat a grape, right? Your body don't digest the grape. No, excuse me. If you eat a raisin, right, your body don't digest the raisin. Your body is digesting a grape, which means that your body turns the raisin back into a grape before it eats it and digests it. Think about that. So you mean to tell me if you're perpetually of one sociological and one physiological identity, and then you choose to downgrade that, right, by hooking up with a recessive identity, you can't get mad when these children come out confused and don't feel like that they're full people because you perpetuated that. If you are a so-called black man and you are a so-called white woman, and y'all both, you believe you black and you believe, and she believes she white, and she believes her ancestors used to enslave you, you are perpetuating white supremacy. You are. Especially the niggas that was marching with King and all these type of niggas. Because all them people, you talk all of that stuff, but the integration wasn't to make black people better. That was to give white folk more time on the planet. More time to put their foot in your ass. You see? So again, if black folk is black, but black is a German word, if black folk is African, so what are African Americans doing? Who are they? What are they saying? What are they returning to when they go back there if they were never coming? See, the ones that's returning to me is the ones that descended from the original ones that came over with the invasion in the late 12th and 13th century with the Portuguese and them trying to take our land. And these are the perpetual slaves that we kicked their ass and put them in what became the slave system in the South. So then again, we're traitors. If niggas try to invade your house right now, niggas try to break in your house right now, are you going to make them citizens in your house?
Hell no.
No, you're going to kick their ass and kick them out your house,
right?
Which is what we tried to do.
That's deep,
but
y'all.
Then you had half of us, again, we're descended from those that helped kick these people
people out, keep them away from us, and then had they own and then own these slaves on their plantation. That's why Harriet Tubman was a slave, but Mr. Tubman was free. Because Mr. Tubman descended from the people who was on the land, and Harriet descended from the niggas that came over here to convert everybody to Christianity on behalf of the butchers. I don't even think that that was, I think that Araminta, which is a single real name, that was the original wife. And this chick Harriet, whoever she was, basically just took over, adopted her personality. Because when she left Mr. Tubman, so long as she was with Mr. Tubman, she was free. If any Moors call her outside of that, she would be put back to POW because that was the law. That's what we did to these niggas that tried to come and take our house. And so what she did, she became a spy, right, for the foreign black white
group. Oh, y'all see how that got interrupted? Ha! See how that shit happened?
And for the group system to come into our land, right, in the south and the west, and convince those next native-born Moors or those slaves, again, the descendants of the ones that was put on there for their hostility against us 150 years earlier, started to preach to them and told them that they could come and be free with her. And so the more she did this, the more she smuggled these people out, the more props she got. That's how she became a gentleman. But she was bringing these people out of the frying pan and putting them into the fire. Because once she brought them north, now they became U.S. citizens, and U.S. citizens as well. Surety bonds, slaves, right?
Right.
And now she can tool, they can get weapons, and now they can go and take the land from the original people that locked them up for trying to take that land. And once that happened, and they came through, took all of that, now they come up with Reconstruction and create a whole new history saying that there was nobody. So now the history of the foreign blacks becomes our history. And now we get put on the same level as that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what people need to, they need to realize that.
They worked it out totally, and the blacks and the whites, they worked it hand in hand to make this shit happen. They've given us this false doctrine, this false thing. You mean to tell me you know all of this about, okay, you know about King Tut, you know about Ramsey, you know about Timbuktu, you know about the Giza Pyramid, you know about the Khufu Pyramid, you know about all that, okay. What about Macabre Tom? What about El Camino? Cricket. What about Montezuma El? Cricket. What about the Chickamacha? What about the Panahasawa? What about that? That shit is more connected to you than all of that shit.
Right.
So if you know about that type of stuff I just mentioned, you know where you got to go? You got to go to places like Germany. You got to go to places like England. You got to go to places like Morocco, because that's what they got in all the books, all the statues. They got statues of us as indigenous forest Americans over there in Germany to this day. Black as all hell, with wool bonnets and tobacco and fezzes and turbans and all of that. Why in Django, the white guys, Dutch Schultz, right, was from Germany. And when he was in a cave, he was talking to Django, and he realized, oh, shit, the story of Brunhilde and Hans is being played out in front of me. And what did he say? He said, by my honor, I am nobly bound to help you. In the movie, the white man saying that. Was the black dude helping him do that? No, because, again, these crackers know, everybody know, they want you to believe that you everything, you could be a slice of bread before you be a whore, before you claim your real nationality. They would rather you put on a dress. They would rather you turn your penis into a vagina than put a turban on. You understand? So it must be... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It must become a citizen if they want to get everything else but that. Negroes, they want to be everything
They do not want to let this white man go. This W-G-I-T white man go. W-I-G-H-T white man, again, a preacher, a phantasm, a perpetual criminal, someone born into perpetual savagery, a ghost, an apparition, something that does not exist.
Those were not
You know what I'm saying? Those the Africa, like I said, in order for you to be African, when that term was used, you had to be a Carthage, which means that you had to be a Phoenician, which means that you had to be a Moabite, which means that you had to be Canaanite, which then means in ancient times you were Mauritanian, which then means you are more than day. And what niggas hate is that we can trace our shit all the way back to that. Ask a black man, ask a black woman what nation they come from. They're going to look at you like you're stupid. But ask them where China man comes from. Ask them where Chinese man comes from. Ask them where Polish man comes from. Ask them where Puerto Rican man comes from. So you tell me everybody else in the world got a name for their place but you. And somehow or another, you think you win it? Or I'm crazy? Something wrong with me? Because I could walk around with a man that was white man and shit to his face, and he accepts it because he sees what the deal is. Something wrong with me? Because I don't want to be labeled under a German term? Under a German term? No, I'm not German.
Let me ask you a question. So how does, like, you know, we spoke on MLK earlier, but, like, how does Jesse Jackson fit into all this? Like, what type of propaganda and agenda was, you know, saying necessary for what things that he do?
All of these sellouts to me all have the same strength. They all joined up with some sort of Freemasonic order. That's what they all got in common. Real talk. And so, to me, that's the tie, that's the cable toe that binds them up. That's the choke around their testicles that turns them into eunuchs. That's what it is. They all join up with that shit, and because it's all European-based, it's satanic.
Well, what do they get out of it? Like, because that's what a lot of people, they might hear, like, you know, you speak on these different people, and they might say, like, well, what did they get out of it by selling out their people? What was their reward?
Money. Again, they get to have their debt look a little bit more than you. But they more in debt than you. So they got to toe that line. They got to do what these niggas say now. You know how much of a slave somebody like Nas is? Look at this. Nas, one of the greatest rappers in the world, he got to sit there and support this homosexual Lil Nas X. So he's a little version of this Nas, right, with a little bit of so-called X throwing us back to the number 10, but also bringing the evoking. And this nigga's a straight queer. And Nas do a record with this nigga. But see, Nas is the Virgo-type nigga who get off on people who stress him. That's how him and Jay-Z got cool.
Mm.
Like, me and Jay-Z could have never been cool once you told me that you own my baby moms and left your condoms on my baby seat.
Right.
That was it. We'd have never been cool like that. So that's what made me know that nigga is something wrong with that nigga. He might be a tranny or there might be something else going on with him. Okay? Because no man is going to sit there and do that. Then after Eva, that was it. Nas won. Jay-Z was over. Over. He still is over. So what did Jay-Z do? He a Sag. He's a Sag and a Virgo. So now it's astrology. So now you got to think, damn, what can I do to recover from this? I got to make it through this record. Never play it again. Okay, so what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to be friends with this thing because we both still in the lodge. And we're going to get cool. And it's going to get to a point now we get so cool that if we do the song, then it would be like, damn, this nigga trying to start beef again. And then I'll look like the hero. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? That's not checkers. And Nas, ego-driven ass, he looking at it like, oh, yeah, this nigga stressed me. He want to be cool. He know, fuck it, I'm going to do this. It's just money. That's how these niggas are. That's how they think. Any man that will do anything for money cannot be trusted. Listen to these lyrics, what these niggas will say that they'll do to you for money. Think about it. Listen to them. They talk about raping your mother. They talk about blowing up your car. They talk about shooting you. They talk about stealing from you. Talk about throwing money in your face. You ain't shit. We've been listening to that for the past 20 years. So what, these niggas just rap like that and they don't really think like that? Fuck out of here, man. That's how they all think. So again, this nigga Nas will go and do a record with his replacement. This Grammy this year was all about the effeminate gay rapper being raised to the height of the mainstream rapper to show the world, look, we finally got rid of the heterosexual hardcore rap nigga. We got a whole bunch of bitches now. We got Tyler and his little pink shit. He's gay. Then we got little Nas. He's gay. Then we got Sway. He's probably gay. And we got him. He's gay. Again, it's not about the gay thing. It's about the fact that gayness, homosexuality, is used as a weapon against black men. I don't give a fuck how supportive a black woman is, a so-called black woman is, for gay rights and this or that. You do not want your son being raised like that. And if you do something wrong with you got it. These African nations that Trump just banned to America all have one thing in common. They're not fucking with that homosexual shit.
Mm.
That's what it is. They are not trying to allow their people to be weaponized becoming homosexual degenerates. So again, I'm not calling homosexuals degenerates. I'm talking about the weaponized homosexuals that are used to degenerate the natural homosexuality.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Is that that's what's on his agenda now? I didn't know that.
Our own people from supporting our own lectures to start going to that meeting.
See what I'm saying?
Right.
Because I feel like just we get shit done. It's like just you just go sit there and be starstruck. That's all it is. Ain't nobody gonna ask this thing no real questions.
Come on, Mo.
Ain't no black people in there gonna ask this thing no real questions. They not gonna do that. Exactly. They screen these niggas before they thank you, Queen. My queen said they black these niggas before they come to the bridge.
Unless you're on the list.
Yeah, they all scanned up, man. All of this is run by the script. That's a scam. That's called a scam.
It's not
like he had friends in jail. Right. Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, that's what 23 said. I was punching the shade, and the kid said how he still got his street homie calling him from the joint, talking, hey, you could do this and that. Ain't no nigga from prison calling, hey, street nigga. No, nobody but this. Niggas that know him don't even got his own number. He is not taking no calls for prison. Like, come on. Like, come on. Come on, bro. If that's the case, then why not just buy more? Why not buy the whole shit from the Ingersolls? I know exactly who owned it. The Ingersolls, the same niggas that own LG, the Jews. Why don't you go and buy it from them? You so cool with them. No. Just like when they lied and said that he owned the Nets. He owned like 0.01% of that shit. Which means what? He was the face, the soft shoe, the shield. Like most Negroes, that's what they're there to do. He's talking about reforming. But I'm talking about abolishing that. What's up with that?
Right.
I'm talking about if you done legalized marijuana in almost every state in the union, why is it that almost 60% of the niggas still serving time for marijuana is melanated? How is it now that you are let the white man make most of the money for marijuana, but the niggas now that it's legal, you still keep them in there? What are you doing about that? Nothing. Nothing. You're just going to open up your own dispensary. Who's
going
to buy Jay-Z? Come on, man.
Process.
Come on, man. I guess Cypress Hill, let me get it from a rap I'll leave no smoke. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Let me get this shit real. Let's just check our checkers, man. And we don't have no friends. Our friends is the people that's listening, saying,
right.
And the ones that ain't here no more. You know what I'm saying? The ones that the real Panthers, to me, Bunchy Carter, Frederick Hampton. You know what I'm saying? That's
right.
Right. Everybody else. You know what I'm saying?
So, like, even, like, when it comes to, let me ask you a question, like, when it comes to celebrity, and, you know, celebrity definitely have this influence, you see, like, we just spoke about the Meek Mill situation with reform, and, you know, you had, like, a situation in the news about a couple of years ago with the whole Kamika Jenkins situation, and, like, you know, further going on, a lot more research, a lot more things have came out since then, and what we know, a lot of people would say that, you know, the reason that she was inside of that freeze is because of organ harvesting, and, like, even on this episode, you spoke on organ harvesting earlier. Can you speak on, like, how, you know, related to Chicago organ harvesting is?
Yeah. Unfortunately, they've clocked it up to about $38 billion per year. They just make it off of that. But you have to understand that bodies with pheomelanin, P-H-E-O melanin, have no value on the market. Meaning white bodies have no value on the market. Asian bodies have no value on the market. The bodies that do are the ones that have heavy melanin concentrate. They also, the Chinese found back in the 80s, there was a group in China called the Fulong Gong. And the Fulong Gong were a group of Tai Chiists, basically. And they developed a form of Tai Chi that they would just meet up in the morning. This is all they did. They didn't have no group or nothing. They would just meet up in the morning, and they would do Tai Chi. That's all they would do. And eventually, you had thousands of people just waking up in the morning doing Tai Chi. Well, the Chinese government, which is communist, which is satanic, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's that these people were in a threatened state, and they started to round them up. And they rounded up so many of them that they started to lose money in terms of places for them. So one general had the bright idea to start organ harvesting them, and then using their organs, because they found that the full-on arms, the people who were practicing the full-on arms, when they would look at their organs, even though they weren't melanated or Chinese, they had a certain chemical balance in it that seemed to be more healthy than the people in China that weren't doing it. Why you don't hear about the Fulong Gong no more? Because they are basically, so went from the Fulong Gong they doing that to, now they started doing that to the Uyghur Muslims, because there's a heavy Muslim community in China. So many, in fact, that they got their own temples, they own, now these are the old ones descended from the old Moors that was in ancient China, okay? A lot of them are. And when it came out, that's the thing in the Muslim world. And so the Chinese went and met King Salman, right, who is the psychopathic genocidal maniac who's running Saudi Arabia now, who had his whole family basically arrested on behalf of the United States, and he also is a Jew, and he's the one that's working to break Saudi Arabia up into three different parts. And he's the one that just allowed the Jews to come to Mecca. He's also the one that's pioneering and championing the Pope's initiative to merge Christianity and Islam together into one religion called Chrislam. Okay? And so this guy, Salvin, said, when they brought it up, and said, well, the Chinese can do what they want to those Muslims because that's their government and we can't come out and say anything. So now, this is why I'm lying over, you know what I'm saying? Even though Allah is God and I'm Islamic and a Muslim, this is why the Prophet said that we Muslims, because he didn't want us to be socialized with the rest of this vermin out here posing as sheikhs and posing as imams and all that. Because these wild white Arabs is the same as the ones that you see that's posing as $5 Indians and all that today. Kanika Jenkins, now the thing with that is, the research I was doing is that body that they found was not even Kanika Jenkins. That was a sister named Antonia L. Evans. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that was actually her body. And Antonia was buried under the Kanika Jenkins name, because Kanika is actually walking around here somewhere because she's connected to the people. Look up the human trafficking arrest in a lot of these urban cities, you will see more black people than white people. But the prophet said, if you're not careful, it'll be your own brother that puts you back in the slavery. That's what these niggas are doing. So this organ harvesting shit just been going on in Crown Heights. They just busted all of these Jews in the Crown Heights area for doing that. They created a perpetual organ harvesting thing where these Jews is doing that. And a lot of these rackets is being run by CIA, Mossad, CIA, Mossad, you know what I'm saying? Pakistani ISS, MI5, or the U.S. clandestine services. That's who controls the organ harvesting thing, and then who provides them cover, right, when they go and do that, is the military. Because the military bases are all over the world, and they're private. So this is where they transfer the children back and forth with a paper. This all, believe it or not, if you notice, all this stuff started happening after 9/11. Because the human trafficking thing, the right to go into the country, it's in the Patriot Act. It's in the Patriot Act that says they have the right to go into other countries, pay for sex, and stand on some bullshit, and taking whatever assets is necessary for the facilitation for the protection of the greater United States. So if that means that they need to go into this country because they need 54 children to fulfill this ritual for the ninth circle, then they're going to do that.
there's a document, the Patriot Act, that gives them the legal right to make that happen. Because that is also based on an earlier doctrine, or an earlier thing called the Monroe Doctrine, going back to President Monroe. So again, more, this is the world we in.
Right.
Half of our people is down to the fucking slavery. The other half of our people don't believe it is so slavery. And the other half of our people know what it is, and we just doing shit like this with each other, trying to protect ourselves from everybody else. Because the original man and woman are the only species on the planet that are preyed on by every other race on the planet, including their own. We are the only people that went through a forced occupation and came out as something else. But everybody else that went into the occupation came out what they was. The Chinese invaded Japan. It didn't. After the Chinese left, they were still Japanese. The Germans invaded, when the United States invaded Germany and left, they were still German. And they never say, they never use the word white-on-white war or white-on-white crime when they kill each other, do they? But when it come to us, same thing. When the Boers fought the Zulus, right? About that came after that, but the Zulus were still Zulus, wasn't they?
Right.
When the Boers of America went against Rome in 1492, right? After that lasted from 1492 all the way up to 1871, when they came out of it, what was they called? Negro, black, colored, Indian, right? And by that time, somebody else was being called Moroccan, right?
Yeah.
So again, people think that in order for you to be a Muslim, you need to learn and speak Arabic and all of that. Because your prophet came to you in the language that he was supposed to come.
Right.
Don't ever let no Arab, don't ever let no Christian, you understand? The first Christian church in America was founded more in 3 AD in Kasakamakumi Bay by the monastic Moroccan Brotherhood of Moors of Carthage. Still there. Oldest mosque in the Western Hemisphere is the Alamo, built by the Almohad Moors right there in Texas. So you mean to tell me that the earliest mosque was built in Texas, and the earliest Christian church was built in Massachusetts, and they both were built by Moors, and ain't nobody talking about this? No, because you got other niggas taking the credit, and this is the problem, because they all made oaths and taken agreements and agreed to jerk each other off, literally, and have sex with each other, literally, to maintain the secret, to make sure you more don't get nothing back. Always under the jurisdiction of an African. That your DNA is always predicated on what somebody else's DNA is. We are the only people in the world they do this to.
Now let me,
everybody do it to us.
Let me
the
ask,
Africans.
Let me go ahead.
The Spanish, everybody, even the uppity Negro blacks, the ones that's born here, and feel like they better because they have been to Harvard or Yale, or now they, you know, now they working for LGBT rights or whatever else. That's the thing. Black rights and gay rights, they emerge together. So if you're down for black people, you got to be down for gay people. Because I told you the parasites, they grab someone into you. So now it's more about James Baldwin being gay than him being a great writer. You understand?
Right.
That's what they do. And you know who's letting them do it? Black folk. Your celebrities, your leaders. Al Sharpton was known. It's a fact. Go online and Google it. You can write and get it from the FBI that he is a compromised informant, that they used him in a drug deal to blackmail Giacano, one of them niggas.
Right. I've seen that.
It's a known fact that the United States was found guilty and complicit in the assassination of Martin Luther King. That he did not die on the balcony. They made it to the hospital room, and in the hospital room, three women, Master Freemason, they all grouped up and stood on him and let him die. That's what happened. And again, the United States has been found guilty in the investigation of this. And you mean to tell me he's the only one in it? And you mean to
tell me niggas are still talking about being nonviolent?
Right.
You mean to tell me niggas love everything, niggas hate everything, niggas hate everything about slavery except Christianity? You know, they're crazy. They're crazy. And any nigga coming to you, and I'm using the term nigga because that's what, excuse me, maybe I should use the term nigger, right? Y'all know the white bitch go with that, right? Niggers, y'all know how to get off with that. They don't come at Duke, I see the Duke of Kids, oh, he hates black people. You don't know. No. Go at that chick. Go at Rush Limbaugh. Go at these other people. But they always pick to come at all. Tell you this, if a whore don't know, don't nobody know.
Right.
Nobody know if a whore don't know. Yeah. If it was a young nigga, the world would still be in the dark ages if it wasn't for us. So how is it that we can bring humanity out of the dark ages, but then we can enslave them at the same time? That's how you can be driven. That's why they kill him 3 weeks, huh?
Let me keep you here real quick. Now when we was talking about the organ harvesting with Kanika Jenkins, like far as like Chicago, why would they be targeting a city like Chicago, you know?
Because Chicago is where the temple was founded. And that's where the Divine and National Movement, which is the Divine and National Movement of the Moorish Temple of America, is the Moorish Empire. So the whole empire is consolidated in the Divine and National Movement. And that was established firmly in Chicago. And when it happened, there was a mayor named Mayor Anton Shermanka, just back in the 20s. So remember, this is Chicago now, and the prophet did. The prophet was there when Al Capone was there, when Prohibition was there. Think about it, Mo. Al Capone was there at the time. Prohibition was at the time. What you call it was going on. They was just about to get into World War One. Like, this is the roaring 20s, okay? The prophet and the mob and them niggas, they was under the prophet. Going back to World War One with Turkey and them, right? The Turks and them during the Crimean War. The Crimean War was the first man the Europeans decided that they needed to break in order for Britain to be ruled. They needed to get rid of Turkey. So what they decided to do was appoint the ruler of Turkey with what they call the Under Turk. This is now a name from Greece. And the Western Greece, they will make Turkish. And when she becomes the head, they're going to use him to break up the nation. Okay? So the Ataturk winds up coming in, and right when he came in, they said, well, we're going to adopt the Fez. They brought all these Fezes from Morocco and Tunisia between 1881 and 1903. And so the Fez became the national headdress of this Turkey. So the Turks who was in Turkey think that they were going back to the old Ottoman Moorish Empire. The Ataturk, by the end, then abolishes the Fez, then abolishes the nationalistic aspect of Turkey and brings it into a more European white version of Turkey, okay? Mm-hmm. And now all of the Moors, the blacks that was running shit, they now get to be redesignated now as Afro-Turks. And their original dialect, the ones that speak it, they get killed off. Then a lot of those escape into Iraq and Iran, and they become part of another group of old Moorish custom called the Kurds, the Kurdish people. These were all Asiatics at one time, too. And they worship a black god. In Egypt, he was called Amun, but the Kurds refer to him as Malik Tos. He's blue, and he's got peacock feathers with flame in his head. That's another version of Amun. Malik and Malik is the same word. So Malik Tos is the god they call the peacock king. That's why the Arab Muslims hate the Kurdish people, try to exterminate that because they more connected to us. Anyway, when the Ataturk did that, the young Turks that was in Turkey, the Turkiye at the time, rebelled. And so if they saw you with a fez at this time in Turkey, they shoot you. So what the young Turks started doing was wearing the derby. You know what the derby is, right? Not the top hat. It's like a small top hat that Al Capone and them would wear.
Mm.
The little short hat, not the big ones, but the short round, they got a round top, and they're kind of small.
Right.
Just type in a derby.
Kentucky Derby hat. You'll see what I'm talking about. You've seen him in every mob movie, especially ones with Capone. These hats that these mobsters always wear. They're small little, almost look like little cups. And they got a little, that the brim turns up. Anyway, those derbies became the symbol of the Fed. So they got the round on it is the symbol of that Fez, right? So the Fez, the Derby became a symbol of the Fez. So everybody that was connected to the old Moors would wear the Derby in respect. That's why you see the mobsters, the Sicilian mobsters wearing the Derby. Because to be a Sicilian mobster, you got to be a La Familia. They got to trace your lineage all the way back to the first woman that slept with that first white woman that slept with that first Moor. That's what allows you to be made and become a Don in the family.
Right.
They got to trace it back to the original Moors, okay? And that's facts. That's why the Italians always want to be Sicilian. See what I'm saying? So, long story short, all of that shit happened. The Fez, they apply the Derby logic over here. Now you see all of the descendants, the Italians that's dealing with that or whatever, wearing the Derby during that time. So at that time, Anton Shemeca was cool with Al Capone, and he was cool with the Prophet. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so it was only when Capone started extracting money from the Jewish population that the Jews in Chicago at the time, right, started to call in help from the FBI. And that's when he became thing, and that's when they sick Elliot Ness on him and everything else. So at the same time, they trying to neutralize him. They trying to neutralize the Prophet. So they tell Anton Shemeca, the mayor of Chicago at the time, look, if you don't let that Moor file nothing. Anton Shemeca, though, being a Hungarian Jew, knew his position and had allegiance to the Prophet. He's a white man.
Right.
They said, no, I can't stop him from doing that, and allowed him to file the proper paperwork that reestablished the Vasa State and the Morrison Temple of America and the Divine and National Movement and create the perpetual way for us to get back all our shit. Because the Federal Reserve Branch out of Chicago is listed as G. The Masonic branch, the Masonic symbol has a G on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. When you become a Moor and you correct your nationality, at least up until this year, when you would get your new Social Security back, the number on the back, which is the routing number, starts with a G.
Mm.
Because that's where the Vasa State Trust was founded at. Right?
Right.
In old Morocco. Because Illinois was also called what? Southern Egypt. Right?
Mm.
Because the Mississippi and all that go right up there. Right?
Right?
Because that's Egypt. So in the middle of the country is where it sits. And that's where the Prophet established everything. And that's where everything popped off. So Anton Shemeca, they wound up popping him out here in Florida right after he met President Eisenhower. He walked up the stairs and he shook President Eisenhower's hand. And some dude came right up in front of the president and shot this nigga twice in the head. Another dude named Harold Washington tried to come and do more stuff for the Moorish Science Temple. They assassinated him in Chicago. Another guy who was with John F. Kennedy, another a Moor. This dude's name was Whitney Moore Young. Look him up.
Yeah.
He used to be with Kennedy and all that. Whitney Moore. He was a Moor. His father was in the temple. Like his
and you prefer it to like the, they got the school named after Whitney Young.
Whitney Moore Young. Yes,
yeah.
That's him. Yes, they killed him too. Because he was connected to the Moors, they were trying to put people on, and they don't want you to know nothing about what
you know what's crazy? That his school, like I'm from Chicago, and like his school is like, as far as education-wise, like when I was growing up, was like one of the top schools, yeah, in the whole city of Chicago.
He was down with Kennedy, because he was one of the niggas that helped Kennedy get in, because Kennedy was cool with him through the Irish thing. But remember, the Irish was under the jurisdiction of the Moors, too, remember?
Right.
Get a book, y'all, called How the Irish Became White. Get another book called Wild Indians, called Wild Frenchmen, called Wild Irishmen and Frenchified Indians. Get these books. Get another book called The End of Iberian Rule in America. Get another book called Diplomatic Relations of the United States and the Barbary Powers. Get another book called Golden Trade of the Moor. Get another book called Othello's Children in the New World. Get another book called The Origins of Humankind by Churchwood. Get another book called The Moors in Spain, Stanley Lane Poole. The Moors After Spain, Stanley Lane Poole. When Nations Gather by Sultan Abdul Latif. 12 Secrets of the Caucasus by Assad Bey. Get these books, man, because these books been here. I used to have to literally steal these books, more from the libraries. I used to, like, niggas would go boosting for clothes. We used to go boosting for books. Go to college libraries, all types of shit. When these niggas was out clubbing, when everybody was out clubbing and drinking and smoking and trying to fuck bitches and all of that, I'm reading. I'm trying to figure out how to get this stuff straight. To the point where I felt like I was literally going crazy. And then I just put all the books down and realized that sometimes in order for you to get educated, you got to stop reading. You got to stop reading and comprehend what you're dealing with.
Absolutely.
And so this is what happened. So they've murdered mayors. This is a perpetual secret. When you're not a part of anything, you could be down with everything. So we Moorish Americans, so me, I see Moorish science in everything. I see everybody's a Moor to me until they say they not. And if you say you not, then what you're telling me is that you're not somebody that practices love, truth, peace, freedom, justice, or equality. So I don't need to be around you no way. So you're doing me a favor for not being there. Because what you're doing is showing me exactly who you are and by which whom you descend. You understand?
Yeah. And how did they say that? How did the Irish become white?
Yeah, get that book.
How did the Irish become white?
By locking you niggas up through the police force. That's how they did it. They found a place to become powerful in the city government, and that city government shit came from the bounty hunter stuff, and I told you where that came from. So all of this is about tagging and bagging original men, because we are the inheritors of not only this land, but in every land. We are the indigenous men and women of every landmass on the planet. We didn't come out of the Africans. The Africans and everybody came out of us. You understand?
Right.
I am not African by descent. Excuse me, I'm not African by descent or nativity. That's like my cousin. Just like I'm not European by descent or nativity, but I will have some of that DNA in me. But the European DNA that you see in me ain't coming from no white man. Ain't no white man, no recessive gene can ever unless the dominant reduces and makes itself rejected, which is what they accept as black men and black women. So keep wearing dresses. Keep sending your sons to drag queen story time. Keep sending your children to school where they get their locks cut. Keep sending them city crackers and everybody else to abuse them and wonder why they come home and play. Keep doing that. When all you got to do is what Malcolm and everybody else said, do for self. Stop being an integrationist. Stop acting like you got to take everybody else's consideration in before your own. That's a mob Roman mentality, and we are Carthaginians. We are Moors. We got our own language. Iconium, Aluc, Tilisum, Aluc, Lordium. That means all praise is due to our own. And also, Confederate, Amestum, Magnum, Practicum, again, we are the magnificent. We are the magnificent people they refer to as the Moors, and we will always be that. So you can hate, so y'all niggas can keep hating from the sideline. We're going to keep working on solution-based material, and y'all can keep going to these lectures from these collaborators and these traitors that basically is fattening you up for the camp or whatever else they got for their Negro slaves. The rest of us is going to be here, and when the boots do hit the ground for these foreign troops, we start flying our red flag from our grid, that's the same red blood of the Lamb that you read about in the Bible when the spirit of death was coming and they had to put the blood of the Lamb on the joint, pulling it up. Put the blood of the Lamb on the door, like it says in the Bible, and the spirit of death would pass over. That red flag represents the red blood of the Moors. You put that red flag up, that's exactly the same instance, because we are the ancient Hebrews. We are the original Muslims. We are the original Egyptians. We are that because we are the only ones maintaining the ancient custom to inshallah. So until then, if anybody want to holler at me, hit me up at houseofl@hotmail.com for individual consultations or whatever. Please check me out on YouTube. You can go to Octavia Dupatiers on YouTube. It's mapped up on there. If you go to Blog Talk Radio, you can check Super Hey Roo Radio. You can listen to the classes from the last 7 years we did before we stopped the show. If you hit me up on Facebook, I'm Asir Ali Cordova, but, you know, they ban me, like, every month, especially when I go in. So I went in on the Epstein thing and the Harvey Weinstein thing. I did a documentary, a DVD called The Breakaway Society, and I talked about how a lot of these Freemasons are actually castrados, meaning that they have their testicles cut. Some of these niggas got testicles and artificial vaginas put in. Well, the chick from the Harvey Weinstein thing proved me right, and she said that he acts as a penis and with no testicles. So look that up. Check that out and see what I'm saying. And that's what, and it ain't just him. It's a lot of them black ones, too, that's walking around with all that shit the same way. And they want to tell you how to be a man or a woman. Because they worship a dirty god in Athens who will call the Statue of Liberty, and that's a castrated transvestite god. So if you down with that, that's the Roman shit you down with, stay away from me. You definitely cloud chasing, and we're definitely going to blow you up. Oh, and lastly, please check out CordovaOrganics.com. Anybody that has any type of skin ailments, skin splints, or anything like that, it's the only Moorish American, 100% owned, 100% organic, no artificial thing on the market, which is why you probably never heard of it. They'd rather you work with Carol's daughter, put all that mineral and shit that's going to give you cancer in a couple of years. And again, Carol's daughter was bought by who? Jay-Z. So it all comes full circle. You know what I'm saying? All right.
Absolutely. Hey, man, we appreciate you, brother, for tapping in, man. Like I told the people, hopefully we can do this often. We just did it back-to-back, so we're going to let y'all, you know, marinate on all this information. We're going to see if we're going to tap in with the brother in about a month or so and get back to it, man. But we definitely appreciate you, brother.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity. Watered with my soul, the fruit it bears leaves me so cold. This bitter.
To the president, whoever in control of the society, tell him stop riding me, stop driving us into a suicidal ideology, trying to feed my seeds, getting high in weed, study my degrees, stay fly, getting paper, with some dead white people faces in a circle of spaces around a green, I'm a lean, taking perks, it's a bit of earth, it's a nigga cursed in my bless, see what I mean, it's a test, life is a test, life is like a hood, hard. Trying not to fall between the cracks. And the cracks are so dark. In the dark, pillar than the light in the land. Where you gotta fight, catch a body in the night. We need a plan to survive. To survive the land, survive the storm when it comes through. Either you're busy living or busy dying. Look what it's come to. Look what it's come to. So what you gonna do?
Patience, and that was a lot of information. You know what I mean? A lot of information in there, guys. The artist, Duke of Tears. I'm gonna put the link to the particular lecture that I used today. I'm gonna put that in the show notes, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Shout out to all the fathers, you know, on Father's Day. Even though we always say it here, you know, every day is your day, father, mother, you know. Person who don't have kids, whoever, every day is your day. You know, celebrate yourself daily. You know what I'm saying? So as you guys process all of that information, a lot of you guys may be new to a lot of that information, but as you process that information, you guys, you know, a lot of us may be upset. A lot of us, you know, I mean, when we come to an aspect to where we start to see that everything is a lie. I was first told that years ago. I didn't realize, Auntie, the magnitude and the depth in which. And, you know, I will say, just like when I found out about Christianity, the truth, I don't want to say that I'm angry, but I just want to say that I'm more. It pissed you off at first. It does piss you off at first. But I also know that it's very dangerous to get caught up in that, you know, anger aspect of it. You know what I'm saying?
Respond.
You know
don't
what I mean?
React,
and then,
but respond. Take it all
and
in.
Then,
think about it.
Yeah.
And then give it back.
You know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Auntie, as we begin to wrap up, I think we got about 30 minutes left. So go ahead and take the mic.
The clip was phenomenal. Even the one you did from yesterday, if you could attach that link to yesterday's show, that's up, that would be great. You have been really, applause to you, kudos to you. You've really been pulling clips that are thought triggering. And in a time that we are in now with the moons and the energy and, you know, people coming out of really understanding with 5G and covert and all of these different stuff, I want to let the audience know that you're not crazy. This energy is coming to trigger you. Warriors are standing. You got a lot of people that are out here dealing with energy that they have never dealt with before ever in their lives. Healing is on the top, and it's like having a boil. You know what I'm saying? It's there, and it hurts, and it's going to hurt till you pop it. And if you don't pop it, which means deal with it, then it's going to go back into your system and come back out somewhere else. So you've got to deal with this stuff as individuals and how it affects you as an individual. And then activate it in yourself. Allow it to be what it is initially. If it makes you frustrated or agitated, then you deal with that. If you're able to absorb it and process it, then deal with that. Now, that's a very vast spectrum, but it is available. Because each new day that you wake up, you are waking up into possibilities and probabilities that you have set for yourself, both consciously and subconsciously. So just be advised, family. We don't always like the message, but we need the message. We don't always like the messenger, but we need the message. If you're out here and you're making these statements that you want to grow and you're knowing you want to be a better you, you want to evolve, you want to expand, you know, these are things that you're asking for in their totality, because in your asking, you're asking for the 360. One, you being in the center and being able to see the full diaspora of you, both your positive and your negative. And if you don't activate that shit and work with it, another entity or energy will, because it's available, it's probable, and it's possible. So therefore, you have to be responsible and accountable. But at the end of all of those words, there is an able. So be able to heal yourself. Be able to sit at the table with you. Be able to face your dark side. Be able to face your light. You know what I'm saying? Be able to deal with all that is coming your way and deal with it the way that you process it and allow it to be your medicine. Allow it to become what you need it to have to do just what you asked for. Heal. We are not dealing with a kissy poo poo society. You know, here in Atlanta, people are driving around. Mental illness is up since COVID. This is part of the system. You know, this is part of everybody trying to process this energy that is coming so fast. And some of us have even forgot that we asked to heal. You asked to heal when you were 17 years old, and now you're 45, and you just now starting to reap the benefits of that, I need to heal. And you're like, why is all of this coming to me? Why am I dealing with this? Why is this prevalent in my life? Because you asked to heal, and now it's activated in your life for you to be available to do just that. But are you willing to take the nasty medicine is the question. You know, when you realize that everything that you're dealing with in society has been strategically placed in your life for you to become, as Keithon had cloned it in another show, the puppet, the puppeteer. You know, are we really in control? Are we really willing what we say we want to will into our lives? A lot of us don't know how to do this, and it don't come with a book.
And let me just say this, because, you know, as an oracle, you know, I feel a lot of shit that's going to come, you know what I'm saying, before it's going to come. And, you know, my message is to a lot of these families. Auntie touched on it, she talked about it, but, you know, a lot of these families, a lot of these people in the families, you know, they've been wanting to heal certain situations that, you know, society kept them so busy that they weren't able to heal. Now, in this particular energy, in this particular energy, things are starting to come back up, you know what I'm saying, from some shit you thought you buried. You know, the energy is being used through others, you know what I'm saying, to even resurrect something
some
that...
Some shit you thought you healed.
Some shit you thought... No. Some shit you thought you healed or some shit you thought you... Well, you know, even that too. But a lot of... what I'm seeing is a lot of people buried it. At least they thought they buried it. Or did they think they healed it? Whatever the case may be, you know what I mean? We are in an energy center space to where a lot of shit is coming back up in these families that we thought we had buried, you guys. And I don't know how or why. Well, I know why, but how it's all coming into projection is none of my business. But I know that it is. So that's just a warning for everybody. You know, like, the energy is coming. You know what
Get
I'm saying,
ready.
Brother? We like it or not. You know, and it
you
seems
know,
to be.
This is the year. This is the year.
The molestation is what I want to take.
Well,
the molestation.
Oh, yeah, but I want to jump in right quick, and I want to let people know the cicadas are out this summer. This is the year of the cicada. And a lot of people don't really know that the cicada rises every 7 years. Their lifespan is to come up out the earth, lay eggs, have sex, and die. And that is the energy that we are in with our healing. We are here to come up out the earth, pay attention to how we sticking and moving and everything, and some shit got to die. Some shit got to, you want to rise, you want to elevate, you want to expand. Some of the shit we carrying, we got to work with it, heal it, and release it, or we going to stay stagnant. Mm-hmm. So that's the point I wanted to make off of where you was at, going to the molestation. Go ahead.
Okay. I mean, it seems to be that there, through generations, y'all, I don't really understand how nasty. I got an idea, but I really don't understand how nasty it may be throughout generations. Mm-hmm. But it is some nasty molestation and some nasty incest that has transpired through these bloodlines.
Mm-hmm.
That is about to come to a head. That is about to come to a surface. And I'll just share, I won't give her name, but I'll share, after I pretty much kind of told my story and I'm coming through my particular healing, you know what I'm saying, personally, you know, so many people have come to me about and have thanked me. You know what I'm saying? Because they was like, you don't realize what you done. You know, you really set a stage for a lot of us to come heal and for a lot of us to have courage, you know what I'm saying, to tell their story. But this particular lady told me, Auntie, that it was her daddy.
Mm-hmm.
It was her daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And she went on to say about how they chose not to bury their daddy, you know what I'm saying, and as far as coming up missing. You know, and there are a lot of grandfathers, I feel, in bloodlines sometimes that actually came up missing. That's why I asked you before. I'm like, is it a possibility that you could really get away with murder back then? Because there are a lot. That my whole point is this. It's not to bring up and to, you know, have you to go to jail. It's not. It's like I don't feel that any of this energy is coming back to a head to hurt anyone. I feel that these are wounds that we swept under the rug from generations and bloodlines that we just have not dealt with. So
and
when
we ain't
are we
gonna
deal
put the
with
light
it?
On the fathers. We need to put the light on the money.
Well,
because we got some aunties and some cousins and some grandmas that, you know, society say they sick. But this sickness is only available because we sick in our families. What go on in my house, stay in my house. These secrets.
Mm-hmm.
We got to open up the windows and open up the doors and let these secrets out. And your healing is not so much in UK specifically pointing a finger.
Your healing is you sitting with you and understanding that you did nothing wrong.
Yeah.
It happened to you. And because it happened to you, it became and grew and festered and became a part of you from your secret, from the people that
and
you
auntie.
Confided in that made you keep secrets.
A lot of our mothers, I'm finding a lot of our mothers didn't know who to talk to. Back in that day, you didn't have nobody to talk to about this kind of stuff.
Well, you did, but you didn't know if they was okay with it. Because when you walked to grandma, you said, Mama, Mama, Daddy been coming in my room. Mama, I'm scared. But guess what? Daddy was kicking Mama's tail before you. So Daddy kicking Mama's tail during you. So Mama's scared to say something because she getting the same treatment you getting. That's why Daddy know it's okay to come do you. See, we got to look at the spectrum. We can't just look at the individuals. Mental illness can, Stockholm syndrome, people falling in love and wanting to protect the people who are hurting them. It's actually a psychosis. Stockholm syndrome is real.
Oh, wow.
These women that fall in love with the men that raped them when they was 12 and 13, and now you 17 and 18 with five babies with this man, and the police couldn't find you, and the FBI couldn't find you, and now the man who was your boogeyman has become the love that you hold for him because you got children with him. And so now he doing this to his children because he's sick. And now you say, oh, don't worry, he's sick. You'll grow out of it. He'll leave you alone eventually. It'll change. But now you got little sisters and brothers up under you, and you don't want them to become you because you know something's wrong with you, but you don't understand why. Why my mama didn't protect me? Why my grandma didn't protect me? Why my papa didn't protect me? See, now you become an adult, and you have to go back to that inner child, and you become the protection for that inner child. You talk to that child and let that child know it was not that child's fault. These were principalities and energies that we could not see, but we felt. We felt that shit. We knew something was wrong with Daddy. That ain't normal activity. That's Daddy being in his animalistic energy, not his spiritual energy. You know, we got to understand that we've wrestled not with flesh and blood, but principality. The way you think, so you are. But what is thinking? Do you know how to think? Do you know when your thoughts are your thoughts or they're the influenced thoughts of others? Do you ask yourself, is this me really talking, or is this something that I heard that's coming back as my voice? See, we got issues going on in the unseen. And that's what makes the people around us begin to show us the things in the unseen in the natural. Your boogeyman ain't always spiritual for you. Your boogeyman be the people you know and love and trust and tell your secrets to. And so when you told grandma that your daddy was touching you, and your grandma said, well, go on in my house, stay in my house, I talk to him, I get him, don't worry about it. And see, these women was coming from a place of, if I tell, they going to kill my son. And I need my son to help me with these grandkids. So do I keep the secret and I just tell him don't touch him? And now I'm walking around here making the grandbaby sleep in the bed with me. See, everybody thought it was cute to open grandma's bedroom door and see all the kids in the bed with mama. They love mama. No, they know they safe with mama. Granddaddy going to stay out there in that recliner and sleep in that recliner. He ain't going to come in here and try to do this if we in the bed with mama. So now mama started neglecting granddaddy because she got the kids in the bed with her. And granddaddy ain't going to come in there and show grandma what he do. See, we got to break this shit down.
It was that
we gotta
deep,
sift
auntie.
This shit.
Auntie, and I love it how, because let me tell y'all what me and auntie do. You know what I'm saying, y'all? me and Auntie, we get together and we be decoding some shit, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times we share some of it, you know, with you guys on ear. But really, y'all, we want to just open the door for us. I mean, just as little kids growing up, even as little boys, mm-hmm. we knew something was going on, but we couldn't mm-hmm. put our hands on it. You know, we couldn't, you know. And you know what one of my little cousins came and told me, Auntie? I don't think I told you this part, but she said our grandma told us that we all got touched, all of them.
See?
Like, it seems to be, like, a cliche. Like, it seems to be everybody did.
First of all, this is a universal entity that comes into family. This is psychosis at its finest. And if you are not in control of you and your body, and you don't take the time to know you in your nature, mm-hmm. which means your animalistic energy, your ability to find a wet hole and insert yourself in, or you know what I'm saying? You have a desire with the mother of the child, but you can't get to the mother, so now you want to get with the child so you can mold the child into mm-hmm. the woman or boy that you want the mother to be, that she's mm-hmm. not willing to do. So now you prey on the youth and the babies and the young ones because you molding them. You creating it. So now you got women out here, and we've done shows on it, that have been sleeping with their fathers for years.
Yeah, and it's been a client.
We did a show on it. About men and women sleeping together, and it ain't no I was adopted and didn't know this was my father. This man raised this child, fell in love with this child. This child was reared by this man, fell in love with this man, and they are removing titles and sleeping with each other. Now, I'm going to touch on something right here. This is where genderless becomes dangerous. This is where genderless becomes dangerous, because now you just out here laying and free for all and with any and everything. And when you like that, then you removing titles. I'm not a boy. I'm not a girl. That's not my mother. That's not my father. That's not my son. That's not my daughter. Now it's just energy. It's just people. It's just something to do. This is perversion, this perversion. Because if you removing all these titles, then you don't look at mama like you used to. And guess what? Slave master didn't look at mama like she was nobody but that same energy, a body. So this is stuff that we've learned in our depressed states of mind that have come up through our bloodlines. Motherfucker meant that master came and got you because you was a buck and put a bag over your head and let you go into a room and sleep with your mother and your sisters and your aunties and your cousins, and you couldn't see them, but you didn't even care to tap into your senses to say, this is my mother because I know my mother's smell.
Because that's
this
what,
is my
so
sister,
that's what
I know
that
my
was
smell.
About.
Right.
Wow.
So this was part of slavery.
So
this
that's
was
where
part
the incest
of,
came. That's where the incest
yes,
came
because,
from.
But incest had been a long, long before then. When the pharaohs had their concubines and things like that, they didn't care that they had sisters and aunties and cousins all alike together. They didn't care that they had brothers and nephews and fathers all together. All they wanted was a bunch of people that they could have a free-for-all for. This is why I'm saying it has nothing to do with the quote-unquote titles of being nasty or this, that, and the other. This is a spirit of perversion that has been attacking humanity since humanity has been in existence, because perversion removes the title. So you're not looking at my mama got a big old booty. Shoot, I'm 11 years old. My dingy ding get hard every time mama bend over. But that's my mama. You ain't kicking in that's your mama. You just looking at mama booty. And then mama, if mama anything like me, Mama jump up out the bed in T-shirt and panties on. Mama jump up out the bed to come and cook breakfast and tea. So now you watching, you looking, you coming into your body, you exploring. You don't know why you feel what you feel. You don't know why when your sister walked by and you not looking at her as your, damn, my sister got a fat ass. Damn, my sister's trying to get titties. Damn.
Auntie, we got to wrap up
because
they going to, yeah, they going to cut us off. We got like 5 minutes.
But these are just some things. These are just some things, even single women. Single women battle with being attracted to their son because you ain't got no man in the house. And you didn't gave your son the man position. So now you caressing and rubbing on your son, and you ain't looking at the spirit of perversion. This boy a teenager. All he want to do is screw. I can't be touching him and embracing him and hugging him all up in my breast without my bra and letting him have these physical, natural responses in the body aspect of things and then want to chastise him because he trying to be, you know, be fresh to you after the fact. So we got to look at everything, y'all. We got to look at everything. And they not only using this science with us in the level of perversion, but now they're learning to critique the science. So you dealing with money and you dealing with perversion. And now people paying you to be quiet in the family.
Now with that,
we're going to get you some money.
We going to talk about it more here on air. These are the more thought-provoking conversations that we're going to be having here at the Air Platform this summer and carrying on to the fall season, guys. So please be sure to keep joining us every weekend, 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, and also discussions in the Black Room. If you guys can go back in the archives, they did a great Juneteenth show. It's just an hour long about the history of Juneteenth. But they don't give you just the history. They give you the everything. That's why I love Ear, because we get, like, we speak on the totality of things. You know what I'm saying? Not just what we have been taught, but the totality. So everybody, go back and check out that Juneteenth show, that discussion. It's Professor Cabba, which you guys know him from Healing Colors. I'm friends with his daughters. So they do a broadcast here every other Tuesday. So go back and check out the one they just did this Tuesday and join them going forward every other Tuesday here on the Ear Platform. Auntie, I'm going to allow you to take us out. 5 minutes.
Okay. For the Juneteenth energy, y'all, I want y'all to look at something. They'll make Juneteenth a national holiday, but we still don't have reparations. They gave the Chinese reparations right before Juneteenth. And this ain't the first time they done gave the Chinese reparations on dealing with being picked on and different stuff like that. Why are we not getting these things that other people who are immigrants, who willingly came into this corporation, are getting? We need to really focus on what's truly going on. Now, Juneteenth was something that we created. We did it all our own. Now, here come the government skipping on and want to take credit or, you know, make us seem like they giving us something. We took Juneteenth and made it what it was. And it really, we changed the diaspora. We flipped it because Juneteenth was when they were selling slaves. Juneteenth is when you went down to the pier and got your slave off the doggone boat, and it was cheap to buy. It was the wholesale of the nigger who didn't know he was the nigger. So we got to really go back and try to understand the energy of how we be trying to flip things for a positive that were initially a negative, and how once we make it positive, the corporation comes in and tries to take credit for it or wants to then acknowledge it nationwide. Be advised, a motherfucker feed you today with one fish, but wouldn't you rather have that individual teach you how to fish so that you can feed yourself for a lifetime? We need to get with these other cultures. I'm going to tell you, the Amish are the only ones staying true to what it really do. Y'all better go out here and get y'all some Amish friends. They a little musty because they don't use deodorant. They got a reason and a science for why they don't. Get with them
yeah.
and understand why these people ain't driving cars, why they don't have electricity in their home, why when they go to the hospital, the doctors can't force nothing on them.
Mm-hmm.
These people is walking
all
around
right.
us, and they ain't getting no paperwork for that. They just say we Amish, and that's what they got. Why don't
mm-hmm.
us as being indigenous people know how to pull this stuff together and make it happen for us? That's the question. That's the homework. And come,
all right.
come back into ear and share what you learned.
Mm-hmm.
Peace and love,
yeah.
family. Ashe.
Ashe.
Destinations closer day by day.